Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Boy, I know it has been a whirlwind for you since Monday night. How you feeling?
I'm happy. I mean, you know, I'm, you know, pushing to the level as, you know, here.
A little Red Bull helps. Okay, I understand that. And I also know that you do not like the word hero, but it is true that when you answered that door and helped kick it down, those young women were finally rescued after so long. Has that sunk in for you?
Mm-mm.
No?
It's going to be a while, bro. No, no. I mean, I'm just, I don't know, I'm speechless.
And you had never seen Amanda Berry before that moment when you went to her door?
No.
What did she say to you in those moments after you finally were able to get her out there and get her on the phone for the 911 call?
She says, it's more girls in that house. And I was just blown away from that statement. You know what I mean? And when the police got there, they went up there and brought the rest of them out.
And you had never seen anything of any of them before, even though you knew Ariel Castro a bit.
Not only, I didn't see nothing. Apparently, my neighbors haven't seen anything either. Now, I've been there a year. She's been right there next door to me for a year. Every day since I've been on that year. Let me tell you something. When you move into a new neighborhood, see, I'm from the east side of Cleveland. I'm from Richmond Heights. I went to Brush High School. Okay?
I went to Orange.
Wait. We're rivals. But it's cool. It's cool.
But you didn't see anything.
Not one iota. Because I wouldn't have been speaking to this dude. I give this dude his mail when it comes to my house. I eat his food when he feels like barbecuing. When he feels like playing salsa music, I try to, you know, maringa. You know what I mean? Had I known that, would this be a whole different interview now, wouldn't it?
Sure would be a whole different interview. And so you ate ribs with him, you danced with him, you saw him every once in a while, and there was nothing at all in his demeanor that would give you the inkling that he could do something like this?
No. Isn't that scary?
It is.
So either I'm that stupid, or his kind, or that good.
You've really become a phenomenon all across the country in the last 48 hours. I'm sure you've seen some of all the craziness going out all across the web, including that auto-tune of your original interview. How does that feel to you right now?
If people are happy, there is no feeling. You do what you got to do.
And you did what you had to do at the right moment. Charles Ramsey, thanks very much.